myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No. I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good afternoon. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise here, as it is every Wednesday on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Mead here reporting. Coming up, all new stuff to this week all the time. We got lots of brand new stuff, of course, except for the very end of the show where we play something off of the infamous Nurse with Wound list. So we got a whole bunch of new music to get through, so let's get moving right now. Not a very big fan of this band what we're about to play, but they've decided to do something very ambitious on their newest release. Brand new album here in my hands by AIDS Wolf, out on the fantastic Skin Graft Records. They ambitiously attempt and actually succeed in a cover of a very, very infamous early industrial track. This is AIDS Wolf covering Throbbing Gristle's Very Friendly.
We'll be right back.
my goodness, I haven't heard pent-up aggression like that since The Happy Flowers. That is Vancouver's own new little mini supergroup, Troll Rogue, who are going to be pounding it out at the Astoria, I believe, along with local favorite Shearing Pinks and shindig up-and-comers Marcus Naslund. That's the Astoria on Friday, I believe, if memory serves. There, I know that their guys, Troll Rogue, don't give us any information about them at all, but I do know a little birdie told me who they are, and it is Sean Maxey from the Doers, Terminal City expat, and General Jackass, John Cow on guitar, and multi-instrumentalist Tom Whalen. And I can't actually find that out for you here. Let me just take a look here. And yeah, October 27th, 2010, 10 p.m. at the Astoria. Astoria with Troll Rogue, Hermetic as well. Sorry, excuse me. And Marcus Naslund. Go down there if you want to get your noise on. Before that, some great slow, dirgy stuff from probably one of my favorite local bands, Anna. Two pieces of just phenomenal loudness. And that lovely little tune off of their debut album is called Cast Out by Vomit. And we start you off there with AIDS Wolf from Montreal, the kind of art, scrunky, electro, whatever, what have you. Them covering probably one of Throbbing Gristle's very first tracks ever laid down to tape. Very friendly, documenting the murderous past of Myra Hindley and Ian Brady. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to move into some, oh, good Lord. This is one of the weirder ones that has come across my desk. And it's always weird when I'm talking about Jandek, but holy cow, the representative from Chord Industries has really outdone himself this time. Toronto Sunday is the name of the record, obviously going in conjunction with his series of live albums where he's just naming the name of the city and the day that he played on. Well, this is recorded live at the Center of Gravity, Toronto, Canada, September 17th, 2006. However, there's a couple things about this disc. It is a double disc, each track clocking in anywhere between 17 minutes to 22 minutes. The performance is over 2 hours long in total, but here's the kicker. Jandek hangs up his usual instrument of choice, the out-of-tune guitar, and replaces it for a Korg M1 synth. Get a load of this. Yeah, no lie. This is one of the weirder recordings I've heard in a really long time. I'm only going to play a little bit of this. This is Jandek with Toronto Sunday on A Noise.
Thank you. did you put the change through? No, I thought I might have miscommunicated. Put it through today. He said it would not be a problem. Okay. Anything else? No. It's quiet. Let me know if you need me. Okay. Like rain. Yes, it's raining. Wonder if I'll go out. Maybe later. Another 30 minutes. Small act of control. The shapes and sounds of traffic.
feet of sparrows seeking crumbs. Decided not to use the umbrella. Rain, slight. Walked for hours, navigating the city. Resting the afternoon.
And it goes on like that for another 17 minutes. Jandek live in Toronto, September 17th, 2006, excuse me, at the Center of Gravity. Recorded, of course, on Corwood Industries. What else? Yeah, that was part one. Duality of self is actually kind of the concept that he's going for there. But he's playing a Korg M1 synth, an instrument that I don't think is his proper forte, if you ask me. But we'll have more noise after this.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 12:05 in the PM. Whoever's calling, I hope it's a telemarketer, and I hope you're not actually listening to the show because you know that I'm talking right now and I'm not going to be able to pick up the phone. However, we're going to move into some real noise territory here because last week, one of my favorite indie bands of all time, Superchunk, played two shows in Vancouver. They played a free in-store at Zulu Records in the afternoon, which was utterly phenomenal. And they also played at the Biltmore. And I tell you, for considering their age and stuff like that, they were bouncing around just like they did 25 years ago. And they played everything that we wanted to hear and stuff. But I introduced myself again to Mac McGaughan, lead singer. I've met him several times in various states of mind, both him and I, in fact. I brought something fairly unusual for him to autograph. And I went, "Hey, Mac, how you doing?" And he's like, "Good, how are you?" Blah, blah. We exchanged some niceties. And I'm like, "I'd like you to sign this." And I take out a Borbeto Magus CD. And he just looks at it and he goes, "Oh, my God, these guys are amazing." And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, why do you want me to sign this?" And I said, "Well, do you remember, those years ago when Alternative Press was an actual readable and good magazine?" And he said, "Yes, I do." And I said, "Well, do you remember an article that you contributed to for them about the art of the mixtape?" And he said, "Yeah, I do." And I said, "Cool, because you introduced me to Borbeto Magus, because there was a subject heading. It was a whole bunch of different contributors to this article, but the subject heading was, 'What band does not belong on a mixtape?' And everybody was going, 'Throbbing Gristle this, Throbbing Gristle that,' and everything like that. And Mac McGaughan just wrote, 'Borbeto Magus does not work well in certain situations.' And I had no idea who Borbeto Magus were. And so needless to say, asked some friends around. No one had heard of them and stuff like that. Went down to Scratch and talked to Keith Perry and said, 'Keith, who are Borbetogamus? I mispronounced their name.' And he goes, 'Oh, Borbeto Magus. Oh, they're really just lovely.' And he takes me over to the section. He's got like about seven of their albums, slaps one of them on, and I'm like, "Ah, I'll take the lot," you know. And I'm still to this day plowing through them. They are, the band that'll make the paint peel off your walls. Two saxophonists, one guitarist, make a very nice noise when they call themselves Borbeto Magus.
Thank you. sure to check out the Ink Studs book launch Saturday, October 23rd at Blim Art and Craft Facility. Ink Studs is a collection of 30 interviews with North American alternative comic artists taken from the impressive archive that CITR's own Robin McConnell has built up over the past 5 years on his radio show of the same name. Ink Studs is an invaluable resource, not just for comic enthusiasts, but anyone interested in the artistic process. Don't miss the exciting launch of Robin McConnell's Ink Studs, Saturday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. at Blim Art and Craft Facility, 115 East Pender.
Yes, indeedy. We are so proud of you, Robin McConnell. Tune into Ink Studs every Thursday at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock for the best interviews in comic scenes and all that kind of stuff. Robin has put together a fantastic volume of some of his best interviews that he's done on that fantastic, fantastic radio show. Be sure and check him out. We love you, Robin. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, this is A Noise. Luke Mead here. You just heard and were slaughtered with some Borbeta Magus. Raging battle excites her to a frenzied dance. Recorded live in London, Ontario at the No Music Festival all the way back in 1999. That comes out of a wonderful 5-CD box set documenting that fantastic, fantastic festival headed by London's own Nihilist Spasm Band. Moving on, we got a great call, phone call from expat friend of ours from Saskatoon, Mr. Dallas Crucial Nicky. He's been a guest on the show before. He goes by the nom de plume Green Mist, as well as being a multi-talented noisician. And so just in honor of him giving me a shout, hope you're doing well, Dallas. Here's some Green Mist for you.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin grabbingly great station.
Yes, you're right, Dom and Dave. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to A Noise here, CITR. And just heard something from Montreal's Grand Terrain of their fantastic five-song EP out on Divorce Records. Check that out, divorcerecords.ca. And then so before that, some noise action out of Saskatoon. Green Mist off of their MySpace page. Check that out. Vapor Burns. Either way, come on up. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we have the Afternoon Yak. We've got the Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, your only source of conservation information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go. Special edition of Rumbletone Radio Go-Go. In case all you rockists in Vancouver didn't know, the Parallels are calling it quits, and they are playing a final show on Saturday night. Well, the Parallels are going to be in here to yak about it and stuff like that. And they've brought some, limited edition, unheard of, unrecorded, you know, that kind of stuff. But Frank's going to host them in. And I think the Parallels are absolutely great. They're great guys. They're great musicians. It's sad they're calling it quits. But so tune in to Rumbletone Radio Go-Go. Who knows? You might even win some tickets. Then 5 o'clock is the Arts Report with Mr. Adam J. 6 o'clock, Reel to Reel, Robert Walbin. 6:30 this week is Shameless with Jonathan Brown. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Ms. Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, The Man, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on CITR.ca or 101.9 FM, whatever your listening device tells you to. Coming up in the next set, these guys getting a lot of buzz around the psychedelic communities, and they're finally starting to release stuff commercially. I don't want to say commercially, but they're finally distributing to radio after many, many independent releases under their belts. Sun Ara, I'm talking about. And they've put together two EPs that they originally put out on their own label. And this is finally out on the Woodsists label, which pretty much is bulletproof in my book. Woods has probably released some of the best music this year so far. This is off the EP Off Duty, and this track is called Deep Temple.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a pen and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes, indeed. CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard something brand new from Sun Ra Off Duty. The name of the album there on Woodsist Records. And we're going to move into our final track for the day. Something, of course, off of the Nurse with Wound list. Today, we're going to focus on modern composer Kosten Mirianu, who, fascinatingly enough, I don't really know much about him, so I did the old Wikipedia. Sorry about this. But Kosten Mirianu studied from 1960 to 1966 at the Music Academy of Bucharest. He was a student of Karlheinz Stockhausen and Yogi Ligeti. And since 1981, he has been professor of philosophy, aesthetics, and science of art at the Sorbonne. That's pretty amazing. Mirianu evolved his compositional style, featuring a sensuous sonic fabric by combining Eric Satie's techniques with an abstraction of Romanian traditional music. Many of his complex and often virtuoso works include visual components, and he has composed electronic works and works in the style of musique concrète for orchestra and chamber orchestra, often with the employment of tape recording equipment, as well as the works for theater. We're going to hear one of his more, I guess, revered pieces, A Parte Prima, and this is Kosten Mirianu on a noise.
And mutual catastrophe feedback.
Die Fahrt war natürlich furchtbar lang. Die Kinder wollten keineswegs so lange im Zug sitzen. Sie fingen dann auch langsam an, sich zu kauen und wollten Karten spielen. Das nächste war rausgekommen. Karl hat sich auch um sie gekümmert, aber es hat alles nichts genützt.
The pneumatic V is full of air at normal atmospheric pressure and is open to the external air by means of the flow. You have prefigured the intricate precision of the sledgehammer and the small configurations of natural earth on the ground of Einstein. Variation in tempo is secured by deliberately altering the size of the fluid quantum structure of general systems, reaching tentatively into the deep south of corrected pool.
Ich habe versucht, ihr das
structure of general resistance, reaching tentatively into the deep south. Es geht ein Viva. Es geht ein Viva. Fuchs, du hast die Gans gestohlen. Fuchs, du hast die Gans gestohlen. Fuchs, du hast die Gans gestohlen. Es geht ein
Viva. The Asian temple is secured by the river, the altar, and the sun.
Wutzelmann. Schneide die Haut vom Ober- und Unterrüssel los. Mach
der Lastwagen unter dem Dach, du, da regnet's rein, den müssen wir vielleicht wegstellen. Interaction, past,
smell configuration sequence precision like magic. Space, time, movement, rhythm, event, plus precision from voice, slow quality, like magic configuration, sound, recording improvements.
Hör vor der Stirn einen Einschnitt, damit die Schwarte. Tante Helene wollte es mir einfach nicht zustehen. Sie wollte es mir nicht. Which had vast implications in the care and feeding of felines. We believe that interaction and mutual catastrophe feedbacks result in scoring devices.
By deliberately altering the size of the purely quantitative structure of general systems,
reaching tentatively into the deep soul.
Ihn von dem durch das Sengen entstandenen Geruch zu befreien. Mein, wie das regnet.
Mechanically from the control board. All communication between is by way of a governor pneumatic. The Ampico mechanism alters the size of the main passageway and hence the power by means of a regulator valve, which is attached to a lever controlled by a set of pneumatics and a vacuum. Three small intensity pneumatics above, balanced by a large spring pneumatic beneath. Feedbacks can result in congruent and sending procedure device mechanisms with its graphic inability to draw buildings. 24-hour predetermined graphic form resulted in scoring devices which had vast implications in the care and feeding of free lines. Would you believe that interaction and mutual catastrophe feedbacks result in scoring devices?
Großen Prügelscheibchen, hausgekochten Eiern, Gürtchen und Stecke eine Zitrone. Roten Rübenscheibchen, hausgekochten Eiern, Gürtchen und Stecke eine Zitrone. Roten Rübenscheibchen, hausgekochten Eiern, Gürtchen und Stecke eine Zitrone. Roten Rübenscheibchen, hausgekochten Eiern, Gürtchen und Stecke eine Zitrone. Roten Rübenscheibchen. And sending procedure device mechanisms with graphic inabilities to draw buildings can last 24 hours. Space creature carries cast precision with the movement. Both constitute inseparable entities.